and gentlemen, it's the Eric Morecambe and Ernie Wise Show.
Thank you. Thank you very much indeed.
Thank you.
Marvellous. Have we got time for any more?
Yeah, I think so.
Oh, good.
Yes. Ladies and gentlemen, I can't tell you how delighted we are to be back on the radio.
Yes, and the wireless. Well, no, not everyone can afford a radio.
It's a delight to be back on the radio and wireless.
Yes.
And an even greater delight for me to be able to say good evening, ladies and gentlemen, and welcome to the show.
Can't you think of something different for once? Mm-hmm. I'll bet when you get on the bus going home tonight...
Yeah.
I bet when you get on the bus, you say to the conductor, good evening and welcome to the show. Mm. Then you show him your old-age pensioner's pass.
Yeah. What? I haven't got an old-age pensioner's pass.
You've lost it again, have you?
Pick all the time you are. You're worse than a bad mother-in-law.
Get on my back, you. Yeah. With a good evening, ladies and gentlemen, and welcome to the show, and that flaming clog dance.
How dare you say unkind things about my clog dance?
Oh, it's clog dancing you are.
Yeah.
You live in the left one.
You're jealous because you can't clog dance.
Don't have to. We haven't got cockroaches in our house.
Good evening, ladies and gentlemen, and welcome to the show. The trouble with you is you take all the credit for everything that we do.
Ah, that's it. Yeah. Ah, we found the answer now. Hey, well, there's a man writing in this newspaper, which I am holding, that I've just taken from my pocket, who doesn't seem to think so.
You mean there's something about me in that newspaper?
Oh, yes.
I'm sorry I lost my temper.
Oh, forget it.
I'm sorry. Read what it says about me.
You'll be thrilled with this.
Go on, then.
Right. For me, the highlight, this makes a change for us, because on occasions, critics have had a go at us.
I'll say they have.
There was that man who wrote that we were on television so often, he thought we had some sort of hold over the BBC executives.
Implying blackmail.
A disgusting slur on our character.
Mm.
By the way, have you still got the photograph of Angela Rippon and Bill Cotton? You still got that one?
Oh, I'd never let it out of my sight.
The one with the leg?
The one with the...
Yes.
Definitely.
Because I've got the other leg at home.
Mm.
Well, that is our future, remember that.
Oh, yeah.
You'll be thrilled, what it says in this newspaper. During the past rather dull week on both channels, the highlight for me was the appearance of one of the most competent performers on the small screen.
Oh, I like that. It's good, that is.
In my opinion, this man is one of the most underrated performers in the country today.
Oh, that's very true, that is. As you said, he's no mug. No talent, he does. Read it all.
Oh, I will. I, along with millions of other viewers and listeners to the radio and the wireless, would very much like to see this man in a show of his own to enable his natural talents to blossom forth and to find...
What? What do you all that mumbling, then? What was that? Look, read it properly. It's agony for you, this, isn't it? Get it read out. Go on.
Right. The man's undoubted talent is being suppressed by his less gifted partner, who seems to want to hog all the limelight.
Brilliant. Nobody ever wrote a truer word. Torture for you, this. Go on, read it.
Right. I would like to end by saying the sooner Ernie Wise clears off, the better, because it gets my back up.
The sooner Ernie Wise clears off, the better he gets my backup.
So you can't stand him either.
Look, I'm sick and tired of all this bickering.
Good evening, ladies and gentlemen. Welcome to the show.
How dare you say that?
You see, even you can't stand it.
Good evening, ladies and gentlemen, and welcome to the show.
Oh, dearie me. You better clap. It's the only way to stop him. Let's hear you clap. Come on.
Good evening, ladies and gentlemen. Welcome to the show.
The scene is the operating theater of a famous hospital. A world-famous surgeon is about to perform a very dangerous operation requiring the ultimate in skill.
Scalpel.
Scalpel.
Clamp.
Clamp.
Date.
Date?
Tonight.
No.
Why?
Engaged.
To whom?
The patient.
Scalpel.
Scalpel.
Ah!
Date.
Okay.
Thank you.
We present The Connoisseurs, a program for people of discernment and taste.
Good evening. For many years, we in this country imported all our wines. This has now changed as we produce more and more of our own British wines. I have with me two experts who will give us the benefit of their vast experience as professional wine tasters. Gentlemen, we have an interesting array of British wines here. Now, could you tell us something about the one you have in front of you?
Yes.
Lots of character. A competent wine, this. Southern area?
It is indeed the southern area.
Oh, yes. Oh, beautiful. A stable wine, this. Newmarket?
No, it isn't Newmarket. Oh. Perhaps you'd like to taste the wine.
Oh, lovely. Thank you.
Don't gulp it down all at once. Oh,
terribly sorry. That's ridiculous.
Sorry about that. Mr. Chairman, this is a connoisseur's wine. Very light dinner wine. Perfectly suited to poultry.
Yes. If you can get them to drink it, that is. If you can get them to drink it. Oh, dearie me.
Which part of the country?
You'll find poultry all over the country. Anywhere. Oh, yes, anywhere at all.
The wine.
I've no idea.
Yes, of course.
Ah, he knows, he
yes.
knows.
Yes, this, sir, this is the famous Accrington Rosé.
Quite correct.
Brewed by the brothers Beamish.
It is the Accrington Rosé, and it is, as you so rightly say, brewed by the brothers Beamish.
An extremely light wine.
Oh, yes, because the brothers Beamish also kept budgies.
Kept budgies?
Oh, yes.
Well, what's that got to do with it being a light wine?
Well, the budgies tread on the grapes. You see, it takes four budgies 6 hours to tread one grape. And half a bottle of that, and you'll fall asleep with your head tucked under one arm saying, who the clever boy then? By golly, it's good stuff, that. Good stuff, that.
Gulping it down. You're supposed to sip it.
I'm sorry. I've been gulping it. I'm not sipping it. Sorry, Mr. Chairman. I've been
drinking. Yes. The next sample of British wine, if you would, gentlemen.
Yes. Well, put a drop more in. I won't be able to taste that, you see. Oh, yes.
Well, gentlemen.
Oh, yes, and you? Oh, it's easy. Yes. I will be in a minute. Go on. Yes, keep going, son. It's a good job it's a large glass.
Yes. Right. Now, this wine is something rather special.
Can you place it?
In about 2 seconds. Watch. That's better. It's better than the other stuff.
You're supposed to sip it.
Sorry about that. I keep gulping it, you know. I'm sorry about that. Better give me a drop more so I can comment on it.
I would say that this is a medium sweet shepherd's bush Riesling south side.
Oh, you're a long way out.
Ah! Then, it could well be the Cardiff Sauterne, or as they call it in Tiger Bay, Drathbassy. Half a bottle of that and you're up all night. Singing I Who Have Nothing.
I don't think you've got a clue about this one. Not a clue.
Just watch your mouth, sunshine, that's all.
Take it easy.
Just be careful. What you say to my friend.
Easy now.
You are my friend. I know that. I'm protecting you. You are one of the best.
No, please, gentlemen.
Don't get so aggressive.
Shut up.
I'll deal with this.
You are my friend.
This is the Fleur de Vie Birkenhead.
Head.
Bottled by the famous house of Tucker.
Tucker.
37 Taliesin Street.
Street.
Charlie Tucker began life in the shipyard as a riveter. Yes. A very tricky and often dangerous job.
Dangerous job. Heartbreaking it was, Mr. Chairback.
What happened to Mr. Tucker?
Well, one day his mate threw him a red-hot rivet rather carelessly.
And Charlie missed it completely and it went right down the front of his leather apron.
So he gave his job up.
And one or two other things as well. Hey.
The interesting thing about this Fleur de Vie... The interesting thing about this Fleur de Vie Birkenhead is that three of the Tucker brothers worked in the vineyards till one of them took the cloth.
6 yards of it. And the policeman caught him climbing over the dock gates.
Now, isn't there also some sort of festival associated with the wine?
Oh, wine, the wine.
Oh, yes, yes. As you can imagine, it's known as Queen of the Vineyard. Usually a young maiden. She has to chant through the bungle.
And that's not easy at low tide, and look out the cockles.
This really is quite fascinating.
Oh, what?
Oh, this is a fascinating British wine.
And the beauty of this wine is... You don't want the other half bottle, do you?
Yeah.
It's beautiful. By golly, it's good. The beauty of this wine is you can drink as much as you like, and it doesn't have the slightest effects on you whatsoever. Oh, God.
Mr. Chairman?
Yes?
If you'll take his feet, he is rather heavy.
All right.
The midnight choo-choo.
No, don't grab him there, for goodness sake.
No, let him.
Oh, let him, if you want to grab him there. The lowest leg.
Hey!
Ladies and gentlemen,
just introduce the guest so I can give her this award.
Award? Surely this is a job for somebody like Tony Blackburn.
The recording company did try to find somebody like Tony Blackburn, and they discovered that there isn't anybody like Tony Blackburn.
Oh.
Except Roy Plumley, and he's too young.
Well, what about the real Tony Blackburn?
A lot of people are saying that.
Well, if our guest is going to get an award, I'd better give her a big build-up.
A big build-up.
Yes,
a good
I'll
idea.
Do that.
You do it.
Anita Harris.
Hello.
Lady, we don't want you to say a word because you've got quite a surprise coming.
You might get paid. Now, Ernie's making good money now. Depends how it looks when it's dried.
Please.
Lady?
Yes.
And if you don't know, who does?
This is going to be a lovely surprise.
Put the lady down, huh? Lady, you have brought to the TV screens of this country grace, beauty, and a feminine charm surpassed only by the great Larry Grayson. When he defeated Virginia Wade in the men's singles for women after a recount. And I can't say fairer than that. In the 63 years since you started your career, you have sold many records.
I beg your pardon?
Oh, sorry. What I meant to say was that since you started your career, you have sold 63 records.
Oh, I've got a lot to be proud of.
Well, would you mind standing back because I keep bumping into it? And it is getting to the point where it's fun.
Look, will you present the award?
Oh, this is so exciting.
And we're both delighted for you. Present the award, Eric.
Lady?
Yes.
We'll take your word for that. Lady, it gives Ern and myself great pleasure to present, on behalf of your recording company and your many fan, this magnificent size WX David Hamilton t-shirt, marked Radio 2 7/8, because you are a big girl.
Congratulations.
Oh, a David Hamilton t-shirt. I just don't know what to say.
Don't say anything. Just sing.
Yes, just sing. As long as you don't fly me to the moon. I can't stand up.
No, that's fine.
Fly me to the moon and let me play among the stars. Let me see what spring is like on Jupiter and Mars. In other words, hold my hand. In other words, darling, kiss me. Fill my heart with song and let me sing for all I worship and adore. In other words, please be true. In other words, I love you. Fill my heart with song and let me sing forevermore.
The Eric Morecambe and Ernie Wise Show pay tribute to an important and hard-pressed section of our social services.
Marriage guidance officer speaking. I'm sorry, I can't give you an appointment this afternoon. Could you ring back tomorrow? Thank you. Yes, it's a worthwhile job, helping married people to understand one another better and to enjoy their lives together. Could this be another problem to challenge the marriage guidance officer? Come in.
Get in, you.
Don't pull.
course you, you pig.
Can I help you?
No, I can fight her by myself. Get in, come on.
If I was a man,
I... What do you mean, if? You very nearly are. Jimmy Hill with a frock, you are.
Every time you open your big fat mouth, you say something nasty.
You inspire me.
Now, please.
You insult me and you insult my mother.
Your mother? The last time I saw a face like that, Tarzan was feeding it bananas. Sideways.
How dare you speak to me like that? I've given you the best years of my life.
What do you want, a receipt?
You're not even half a man.
How would you know? You always look the other way.
Would you like to sit down?
No, I can hit her better standing up.
Please, sit down.
Oh. You, sir, keep you busy then?
Yeah.
You'll earn your money with us, I'll tell you. Raw hate you've got here, son. Raw hate.
Aren't you going to get me a chair?
Vultures don't have chairs. They have perches. Have I got a perch for her?
You're a pig. Why did you marry me in the first place?
I was lonely after my ferret died.
Now, please, let's try and sort this dreadful state of affairs out.
He put the boot in last week.
A man needs a hobby.
Your name, please?
Morecambe.
Christian name?
New Brighton, with a hyphen.
You won't get a sensible answer out of him.
Your name, madam?
Doris.
Doris Karloff. Put that down in your book.
You lazy, idle slug.
Oh, trying to get round me now, eh?
Now, look, for the last time, do you want me to try and patch up your marriage or not?
Certainly not.
Oh, no.
Then what are you doing here?
It's raining like hell outside. We have to come somewhere. Come on, I think it's stopped now. Nice music, that.
Just right for an afternoon like this in the garden. Warm sun. Clear blue sky.
Gone a bit overcast.
You've got your sunglasses on.
Oh. Nice music, that.
Perfect.
What is it?
Delius.
Who's it by?
Delius. He's the man who wrote it.
I've seen him on the panel of New Faces, haven't I?
No jokes, it's too hot.
It is hot.
Reminds me of you, that music, you know.
Oh, really?
It's called On Hearing the First Cuckoo in Spring.
Do you want to fight?
No. Whew, it's hot, isn't it?
It's hot.
They're playing cricket on the telly.
They'll fall off.
I used to play a lot of cricket, you know.
Oh.
Good fielder I was.
Short leg.
How did you know?
Just a guess.
Wouldn't surprise me if I was approached by Kerry Packer.
The ginger-headed fella off the bacon counter in the supermarket.
Yeah.
You better watch him. He's got a funny walk.
Oh, it's too hot for jokes.
Best fast bowler I ever saw was a woman.
A woman fast bowler?
Australian, she was.
What was her name?
Lillian Thompson.
Lillian Thompson?
Yeah. She was fast.
Lily Ann Thompson. Two men.
Oh. I knew she retired hurt, but I didn't think it was as bad as all that. That ball must have been going at a hell of a lick. Lovely music, that.
Makes you feel at one with nature.
Yes. A nice turn of phrase, that. Takes a writer to think of a thing like that.
Do not flutter by, butterfly. Stay and say hello, and not goodbye.
Did you just think of that now?
Yeah.
In those shorts?
Yes.
Burke.
You say something?
Work.
Work?
All you can think of is work. By golly, it is hot.
This barley water makes you nice and cool.
Wish I could get my legs into the jug like that.
All give it a rest.
But your brain's going now, isn't it? Mm. But you're working on something right now?
Oh, I've got a rough synopsis.
You want another cushion?
Please. They're playing tennis on the telly.
The fall off. It's twice I've done that. Oh, anyway, it's a waste of time watching because she always wins.
Who always wins?
Jelly Bean King.
Billie Jean King.
Oh. Ants.
Ants?
Reading about ants in my wildlife book.
Oh.
Says that when an ant no longer has anything to offer, it's cast out of the colony to perish. That's like working for ITV, that.
Don't say that. We might need them.
Says in the book that when a bee enters a flower, it collects the pollen with the hairs on its legs.
Good.
You could collect about 600 weight with a pair that you... What, then? That composer, Dubious.
Delius.
Oh. Was he English?
Born in Scarborough.
Oh, I could have sworn he was English.
Do you like the Enigma variations?
No. No. Too old for anything like that now. I'm useless the next day.
I could have sworn I had the Enigma variations here somewhere.
Have you lost them?
Yeah. They call that music pastoral.
Really? You can almost see the English countryside listen to that music.
It's that kind of music, yeah.
I can see it now. The lush green meadow.
The church spire peeping over the top of distant fields.
Skylarks rising like a cloud in a crescendo of song.
Cows seeking shelter from the sun beneath the sturdy oak.
The old farmer happy and contented with his lot. Red of face as he dips behind the haystack and whips out the biggest sandwich that his wife has ever got.
What are you doing?
What?
Only you could say a thing like that. Make it all vulgar. Relax and enjoy the sun.
Do you want your picture taken then?
Have you bought a camera?
I'm never without one when I take a picture. Just a habit I've got into, that's all.
What make is it?
Best on the market. Japanese.
Oh.
Suzuki.
Suzuki?
Yep.
That's a motorbike.
Oh. No wonder the strap broke when I put it round my neck.
Oh, no more jokes, please.
First camera I ever bought only cost 30 bob. Kojak. Now, that was a joke.
No. Not interested.
Little box camera. Marvellous pictures of boxes.
Will you just let me relax and enjoy the sun?
Do you want to hear my new record?
I like that one.
Vaughan Williams, mine is. Good Vaughan Williams is. Kenny Ball was sorry to lose him, I'll tell you. I'll take Devious off.
Delius.
You like this one? It's a subtle use of string and woodwind that I like. Typically English, depicts a pastry scene.
Pastoral.
He must have written this on a day like this. Typical of an English summer afternoon, this is.
That's Des O'Connor.
So?
Well, you did that on purpose just to spoil my afternoon. Take it off.
Well, it's got rid of the ants.
Always having a go at Des, I know.
You are?
Yeah.
Always having a go, and you know I like him.
You like Des O'Connor?
Yeah, best discovery Arthur Nagus ever made, does it?
I keep telling you, it's too hot. Sit down and enjoy the sunshine.
I'm going to sit back now and have 40 winks. Plus VAT.
Good.
Ah, oh, lovely this is. Oh, my head. Something hit me on the head.
Shuttlecock.
No, on the head.
You've been hit on the head by a shuttlecock. Came over from the fence next door.
Ah, do me a favour, it's a 94-year-old man next door. He gets out of breath doing the crossword.
There's some new people who moved in yesterday.
What are they like?
I've no idea.
Excuse me.
I think you've had enough, son, Anne. It's doing you no good at all. It's making you talk funny.
What do you mean? That wasn't me.
I see.
Anne, look at that. It's a beautiful girl. She's leaning over our fence.
Yeah.
She's a belter.
Oh, please, I'm relaxing.
Am I being a nuisance?
nuisance.
Ready when you are.
Can I have my shuttlecock back, please?
Come and get it.
I'd rather not. With it being so hot, I haven't got any clothes on.
Well, I'd be careful if I were you.
Why?
I pre-assorted that fence this morning. Can't you come for the shuttlecock yourself?
No.
Well, I'll bring it round.
No, don't do that.
No trouble.
Wait a minute, where are you going? Hey, you come back here, Eric Morecambe.
Oh!
Anne?
What?
I found the Enigma variations.
Bring me sunshine in your smile. Bring me laughter all the while. In this world where we live, there should be more happiness. So much joy you can give to each brand new bright tomorrow. Make me happy through the years. Never bring me any tears. Let your arms be as warm as the sun from up above. Bring me fun, bring me sunshine, bring me
So that was the Eric Morecambe and Ernie Wise radio show. Eric and Ernie's guests were Anne Hamilton and Alan Cuthbertson with Anita Harris. The music came from Max Harris and his orchestra. The script was written by Eddie Braben, and the program was produced by Bobby J.